Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
More now on the Rikers Island plan. One of the council members who voted for it is Stephen Levin of Brooklyn, and he's joining us on our news line. Councilman Levin, thanks for being here. Why is closing Rikers the right decision?
Well, for far too long, Rikers Island has been a symbol of brutality, of isolation, and of really terrible conditions in our city. It's a notorious jail throughout the country. And for far too long, that has been the symbol of our jails in New York City and really our criminal justice system. And so this has been a years-long effort to close Rikers Island. It started in large part with from the tragic death of Khalif Browder in 2015. And that led our speaker at the time of the city council, Melissa Mark Viverito, to create a commission that's known as the Littman Commission after Judge Jonathan Littman, who was the chief judge of the New York State Court of Appeals, retired, who headed up that commission. And they came out in 2017 with the recommendation that we could close Rikers Island and move to a borough-based jail system, and that's a much smaller footprint.
So, Councilman, because Rikers, I think everybody seems to agree Rikers was bad, but how are the four new jails going to be better?
Sure. So, first off, much, much smaller. So, Rikers Island has a capacity of over 15,000 beds. There are currently about 7,000 people detained there right now. The projection is after state reforms that went into place this year, that the population by 2026 will be 3,300 people. So we're building these jails for slightly more than 3,300 people. So that's down from over 20,000 in the early 90s to just over 3,000. So that means that our city is safer. That means that people that ought not be incarcerated aren't incarcerated, but for low level offenses where they couldn't make bail. We want to make sure that those people are not incarcerated, but really getting services in the community and moving away from a punitive system that that throws people in Rikers Island for low-level offenses. Like Khalif Browder was in Rikers for 3 years for allegedly stealing a backpack. That shook the conscience of our city, and we had to take action. One of the things is that Rikers Island is a very old and outdated set of jails. Most people don't know it's actually 9 different jails on Rikers Island. But in addition, there's the Brooklyn House of Detention, Queens Detention Center, and what's known as the Barge in the Bronx. The Brooklyn Jail, Brooklyn House of Detention, was built in the early 60s. And so when I went there recently, the conditions there were just awful and totally below any standard that would be in place now. And there's no room for programming. It's terribly inefficient. It is very small and crowded and claustrophobic. And Rikers itself is terribly isolated. And that's one of the major challenges is that detainees are very far away from the courts, very far away from their families, far away from their lawyers. And so it's time that we actually go ahead and do this, but we had to be thoughtful about how we wanted to replace it. It's with a much smaller footprint in much more modern facilities.
We are out of time, but we appreciate you joining us and giving us a couple of minutes here. Thank you
so very much.
City Councilman Stephen Levin of Brooklyn here on WCBS.
Let's get to traffic and weather together. Tom Kaminsky, what do you have?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.